Oh, this is The Naked Scientist with Chris and Kat, and it's a very special day today because it was this very day, 10 years ago, that the first ever edition of the show that ultimately became The Naked Scientist actually got broadcast. And it all started in the first place because a group of us at Cambridge University ended up on a local radio station during what was called National Science Week. This is back in 1999. This gave us a relationship with that radio station, so we then ended up eventually with a radio programme that we launched there 10 years ago today in the year 2000. So, you can imagine quite how horrified I was when I replaced my car earlier this year and, clearing it out, discovered in the glove compartment a cassette that said on it 1999. And when I played it, that was that first programme from 1999's National Science Week. So I have a little bit of it for you, and for a bonus mark, perhaps you can tell us who this interviewer you're going to hear on here is, or where else you've heard him.
Let me turn to you, Chris, to discuss the differences between the sexes and, you know, brains.
Well, of course, it's a very evocative subject, the difference in sizes of brains, things like that. But and it will probably displease a lot of women to know that actually men have a larger brain than they do.
Yes!
The average size of the men's brain is, on average, 1.3 litres. That's 1,300 centimetres cubed.
And so that's women, a regulation size 5
football. That's the average. I mean, we're talking the average here. And in women, it's about 1,200 cc's. So men have a larger brain than women do.
So football for a man, ping-pong ball for a woman.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it's not far off.
Not far off?
Quite close, isn't it?
We do actually have some ladies in the studio here. They're going to be talking about some other bits.
They don't look happy, actually.
No.
Yeah, looking
I'll stay on this side.
I used to sail very close to the wind. But we did go on to say after that that women do actually appear to use their brains a bit more efficiently than men do, which might account for some of the differences. Now, those women that were referred to as being there in the studio with us, one of them you might recognise.
Yes, let me introduce to you this evening Kat and Harriet. Thank you ever so much for coming along. Have you had a good week with Science Week and everything like that?
Yeah, I never want to see another kiwi fruit ever again, though.
Yeah, what's this about kiwi fruit, then? What have you been doing?
Last Saturday we were in the zoology department.
Right.
We got hundreds of kiwis, and we extracted DNA from them.
DNA from a kiwi?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How on earth?
Kiwi fruit, is it?
not the New Zealand variety.
No.
Green fruit type.
So, without being all sort of, this might sound like a ridiculous question, but how do you go about doing something as complicated as that? I mean, is it very complicated to...
Well, it's not complicated so long as you have washing up liquid and salt. And a saucepan.
No.
Yep. You boil up your kiwi fruit with washing up liquid and salt.
Mm-hmm.
And strain it. I think we strain it into champagne flutes, because we do like high life.
Okay. Coffee filters, we strain it through.
Yep. Right.
And pour in some meths, and there you go. Kiwi fruit DNA will form in the middle.
Well,
that's DNA appearing before your very eyes.
Is that just with fruit that technique works?
It tends to work with fruit, because fruit give out their DNA very easily without too much contamination, generally, from the rest of the fruit. But probably if you mashed up bits of human, it would do that. But I think that's
probably
not the right experiment
at the moment.
The radio debut of Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. The mystery voice was, incidentally, Pete Cousins, and he still appears on The Naked Scientist every single week, although you may not realise it. He is the guy who makes all our fabulous jingles for us. So there you go, Kat, that was you and me. In the same studio, but didn't actually talk to each other very much, just over 10 and a half years ago when we did that.
It's incredible, yeah. It's a real blast from the past. I think I said some absolutely idiotic things. And, I think I probably sound a bit less posh and definitely less squeaky and more professional now, I should hope.
Indeed. Well, hopefully we all do. I don't know how I ever managed to carry on in radio. I would have given myself the sack if I'd been the person running that programme 10 years ago. But there we are. I wanted to say, though, that because it is 10 years of this whole thing this year, we are going to have a little party later this year. And if you would like to come along, we'll be announcing details of where this meeting will be and what we're going to do for it to celebrate 10 years of The Naked Scientist and the project in general. And it will be later in the summer this year in the UK. So watch this space. We will be coming back to 10 years of The Naked Scientist shortly.
And I hope there will be cake.